Union's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
Welcome back to the Frank Opinion Joke Podcast. My name is Frank Opinion. And I'm so glad you found this podcast. If it's your first time, I have an opportunity now to get you, to lock you in, to get you anxious and waiting for the next joke. Or with this joke, I could lose you and you never come back to the podcast again. I think I got you because I think this joke, let's put it this way, if you don't laugh at this joke, there's something wrong with you. You might really need to see somebody about what happened in your brain that you can't find this joke funny. Even my wife thinks this joke is funny. And 90% of the jokes that I've ever told, she doesn't think they're that funny. In fact, she's never listened to one of these podcasts. She's just not, we're not the same that way. Like, I'll watch The Simpsons and just be laughing. She didn't get it. She didn't understand why it's funny. What? But she's different. So, welcome. I don't think I've done this yet. If I have, I'm repeating myself, but I don't think I've asked you to take a look at the website, aocreatives.com, aocreatives.com. That's a company that specializes, among other things, podcasts, websites. So what happened was they contacted me a few months ago and, hey, you should be doing a podcast, blah, blah, blah. But then they said a couple of things that no one else had said and chose the right words to get me interested to the point where I said, okay, let's try it. Because I felt like I'll be in good hands, and I think I am. And I think they've done a great job. And what they're doing is not changing the podcast or editing it in any way, really, where they take anything out of it or they coach me on how to tell a joke. I don't need that. I know how to tell a joke. But they add a little sound effect here and there and an opening theme music, a little stuff to just give it a little extra spark. So aocreatives.com, if you need help starting a website, making yours better, aocreatives.com. Same thing with websites. Podcasts, websites, they'll help you. They're reasonable, they're easy to work with, aocreatives.com. Please hit the follow button. That way you never miss a joke. And what else? I think that's kind of it. The joke is a drinking joke. Isn't it interesting that something so life-changing and in many cases so horrible as a drinking problem is the subject of so many jokes?
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you?
I mean, I can't... Dozens and dozens and dozens of great jokes that involve drinking. Drinking's not funny. I guess it can make some people funny if they drink. What's interesting about drinking, I've known, as you have, many people in my life who drank too much, way too much. And yeah, every once in a while they'll say something really funny, stupid, but funny. The way they say it's funny. And the other thing that happens with drinkers, they may start out being funny. Hey, he's great to be around. What a funny guy. And then they take that one drink that's one too many. And they go from being fun and funny and interesting to just flat out rude, mean, mad. They completely change.
I'm a maniac, maniac.
So I guess what I'm saying is I don't find having a drinking problem in any way funny, but some people become a lot more engaging, entertaining, funnier than they ever are when they're sober. So this particular joke is about a guy who has a serious drinking problem, and his wife has had it. She's had enough of this. So she tells him that after he comes home again in the middle of the night, so drunk he can hardly stand up, she says, this happens again. I'm done. We're through. I'm leaving you. I'm taking everything. Please, you got to stop this. So he gives her his word. I will, baby. I promise. And then Saturday night comes along. Saturday night, gets with a couple of his buddies. One buddy in particular who's another big drinker. I think drinkers like to be with other drinkers. Then they don't feel quite so alone in their guilt and their behavior. So he has way too much to drink. He looks at his watch and then looks at his buddy and says, oh, no, oh, no, 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 no. I'm in such big trouble. His buddy says, well, why? What do you mean? He said, what do I mean? It's 2:30 in the morning. That's what I mean. Look where we are. I'm in the bar with you. Oh, this is not, she's going to leave me now. And his friend says, now, hold on a minute. Don't get ahead of yourself here. Why did you say that? He said, because she told me if I came home at an hour like this again, drunk, boom, she's going to leave me. He said, all right, I know exactly how to get you home and get you in bed and sleep. Next morning, everything will be fine. Do you have a $20 bill? And his drunk friend says, that's a hiccup. Yeah, I do. He said, take it out. So his friend takes a 20 out of his wallet, and the sober friend says, all right, now put that in your shirt pocket. By the way, I noticed your shirt reeks. It stinks so bad. I'm assuming that's puke. He said, yeah, it is. He said, well, your wife's going to notice that right away, and she's also going to smell it. I can smell it a block away. But by putting that $20 bill in your pocket, here's your story when you get home this morning. You tell your wife that that's not your puke. That's another guy's puke. And he threw up all over your shirt, and he felt so bad about it that he handed you a $20 bill. In fact, stuck it in your pocket and said, here, go get this shirt clean. Get it cleaned really well, or buy another shirt, whatever you want to do. But here's $20. I feel so bad, man. I'm so sorry. And the guy goes, well, okay, that should be pretty convincing. That's a great, that makes sense. Threw him a shirt, felt bad, gave me $20. So the $20 is in his shirt pocket, and the drunk heads home. And when he gets in the door, there she is waiting. And she's obviously been up waiting all night. And as soon as he walks in, she smells the puked up shirt and sees it and says, well, that's it. I told you what was going to happen. I guess you can start packing some bags and get out of here. You're leaving and you're not coming back. He goes, oh, hold on a minute, honey. That's the drunk sound of a drunk burping. He says, that's not my puke. She goes, what? He goes, yeah. He says, what you said to me last time, it stuck. And I'm not ever coming home drunk again. And that puke on my shirt, that's not mine. That was another guy in a bar, and he was really drunk, and he puked on my shirt. In fact, let me see. And he reaches down in the pocket of the shirt, and he goes, yeah, here it is, $20. No, that's his $20. And he put it in there and said, hey, here, go get another shirt or get this one clean. So, see, it's not even my puke. It's his. I'm really sorry, but I'll get it cleaned, and I'll get a new shirt, and on and on and on. And she says, really, really? This is not your puke. It's another guy. And he, well, okay, if you say so. And then the guy turns, he takes the shirt off, gives it to his wife so she can go put it in the washer. And as he turns to walk away to take a shower, she says, honey? He says, yeah. Yeah. And she says, you know, that guy at the bar that you say puked on your shirt and gave you $20 to you know, put in your shirt pocket so you can get it cleaned or get another shirt. He goes, yeah, what about it? She goes, well, he really should have given you more, like $50 or $75. He says, well, why would you do that? She says, because it looks like he pooped in your pants, too.